Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, so we always start in the show with Little Victories. And I was just telling DZ, I'm only actually on time when I don't have my children. Have we noticed this?
No.
I have. Kids ruin everything, don't they?
I mean, yes.
That was a joke. That was
in a lot of senses, bro. Them boys just be on it.
No, but my little victory is I'm on time more than normal today, and I'm proud of myself.
So. I'm proud of you, too.
And I have a bike in the back of my car.
You got a bike?
Stay tuned for why I have a bike in the back of my car.
I thought you was doing tennis. You're biking now?
I'm biking.
Ooh.
Not biking. I just have a bike in the back of my car.
It'll make sense later,
it
y'all.
It will make sense eventually. So Anyway, what's your little victory?
Little victory is we had a successful anniversary dinner.
Happy anniversary.
Autumn tings. And like I said yesterday, we do what we do, you know?
Was the place as good as you heard it was?
It was phenomenal.
You went to room service in Bayview. We're going to get more into it in the show, but was it as good as you heard?
Dog.
Really?
Stop talking about it.
I rarely go to restaurants and see they have a big, like, kind of a big following.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, they already got like 7,000 followers or something on Instagram. I'm like, okay,
they
you must be
some.
Really good.
They got a
if some. You want me to be honest. Okay.
Yeah, they're very good. We'll
but
talk
don't
about
tell
it.
People
but stop
about
talking
it.
About
All
it,
right,
man.
Fine.
Dang.
Okay, little victories. That sunrise is insane. I just went back outside to look at it. It's so pretty this morning. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. You see that if you're in your cars? You see that? And if not, turn around while you're driving. No, I'm just kidding.
No, don't turn around. Ali and DZ did not tell you to turn around. Do not do that. Do not turn around.
If you're going west, just turn your head all the way around.
No. Keep driving. Everybody look forward.
Look in your rearview mirror if you need
there
to.
It is.
It's so pretty. Yeah. No, but... Don't you want to see it? Just turn your head around.
Boy, if you don't take that phone out and put it in selfie mode and look back, I don't even know what to say.
Well, no, but dog, seriously, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días, huepa.
Buenos días. It's Ali and DZ on October 2nd. Unbelievable, man, that we've made it to October 2nd.
Doubled up.
And it's going to be a great show. We've got more Jonas Brothers tickets.
Vibing.
And for those of you that don't know, we are giving away passes to our Taylor Swift movie on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. at AMC Mayfair. So you can win those at 1037kissfm.com.
We're still doing that?
We got this. Yes,
we're
doing it.
We doing it? We still doing that online?
I hope so.
No, I'm pretty sure.
If not, I'm in trouble.
No, I'm pretty sure.
If we're not, I'm in trouble. I'll tell you that, but who knows?
Well, I'm pretty T-shirt. We're good.
Communication is so good around the world that I'm sure I know the right thing. All right. So we're going to get into the question of the day, and we're going to make it happen. It's about swearing.
What you trying to do?
Do it right now.
Are you
ready to go?
Are you trying to do it right now?
Bleep you. I'm ready to go. And I'm kidding. That was a joke. There will be no naughty words.
None. Zeros.
None.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Did you really ask how old are you when you started swearing?
Yep.
I came out swearing, dude. Don't ask me questions you already know the answer to.
When was it okay?
So is it the question, when was it okay, or when did you start?
As far as starting, like, yeah, when did your parents just basically give up on trying to make you not?
We're going to tell the story about Owen right now, and you know it.
All right, bet.
So, we're at Pawfest. DZ goes, I could see your eyes going, what story?
And then I had to think about it for a second.
Listen to this, everybody. We were at Pawfest at the Summerfest grounds a few weeks ago, and I brought my kids, and you brought your kids and your wife, Erin.
Correct.
And so we were all hanging out, but you and I were on stage for the most part. So when we got off the stage, Erin, your wife, keeping it real, is like, did you know Owen was like cussing the whole time he was talking to me? I was like, he did not.
She snitched, bro.
She's not a snitch. I go, he didn't. Narc. What? She goes, the whole time. I go, oh, no. I know he says bad words around his friends, but he has never cussed around me, and he should not be cussing around adults because that is disrespectful. And she's like, oh, he was going to town, and she was not doing it in a I'm snitching way. She was doing it in an alley.
No.
I had a talk with Owen. I had a talk with your son. I was like, girl, good. And I said, and he asked her, well, why? Why can't I swear? And she goes, well, one, you're making your mom look like a bad mom. And I was like, and two, it's disrespectful. When he was telling, you know, I was like, dude, I was like, come on. You really do that when I'm not around to adults? Like, come on, my guy. I thought you just did it with your friends.
Yeah.
Now he's going to be 14. I know he's cussing you guys.
Yeah.
But that was the story. So I had to talk to him. And your wife is not a snitch. This is where you could become a parent. You got to tell other parents what's up.
Yeah, whatever.
Stop
My nephews are perfect. They could do no wrong.
I can't stand you right now. You know what, DZ? Forget you.
My wife is a narc. Aunt DZ wouldn't do that to you boys. Just keep that in your minds, man.
You're
That's all.
Messed up for that. So when was I allowed to cuss? Probably, I was 18. I was out of my house.
Oh, really?
I don't remember.
No, for real?
I cussed, but not at my parents or around them ever, or around adults until I was well into adulthood.
Huh. Interesting.
Why? What about you?
Well, in kindergarten, I got sent home with a letter.
In kindergarten?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
see, I learned English through non-traditional means.
Obviously, I don't know.
I was born in Colombia. We came to this country when I was 3. So I learned English through a lot of media, TV, music, you know, things you watch, the world around you, because my parents didn't really speak English.
Right, you had to learn.
The people that we were around mostly didn't really speak English like that. So you learned it from the things you see, the things you do. And when a 3-year-old little boy comes to this country and is already very verbal, and all he is a sponge, to be completely real with you, by the time I hit kindergarten, I had some colorful words in my vocabulary, not just in my crayons.
Are you kidding me? Right? You got sent home in kindergarten?
With a note. Oh, I should have brought it. It said...
You still have the note?
My parents kept it.
Listen to
how Hispanic this is.
Stop it.
My parents beat me for cursing in school and then kept the note as a memento.
No.
If that ain't Latino, bro, it's a big wepa.
It's so messed up, but it's so true.
You know what I mean?
I still feel that in my soul.
Because now it's like a happy memory.
And you're like, I'm traumatized.
I remember getting hit for that.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
the note
man.
Said, on a beautiful little sunflower like notepad too. Dan, it got pinned to the shirt. You
oh,
already know
God.
It. Daniel said two bad words at school today.
What did they start with?
They were back to back. And we ain't gonna say that. I mean,
you know what? You're reminding me, I did get called to the principal's office in sixth grade for saying something inappropriate. But unfortunately, it was a naughty word, but I said something like sexual. We were going through puberty.
Right.
I mean, we were getting our periods and stuff. Like, we were, I mean, that
Everybody was
the
was
age
talking.
Where we were experimenting with words. words, mm-hmm. and especially not sex thing. That's weird.
No,
that's
but
weird.
Your vocabulary,
the body, and all, and how what we call things. And yeah, I remember being like so embarrassed.
You learned a new name for what now?
I was so embarrassed.
Tell me. Listen, now we're not saying y'all gotta go do this.
No.
Or start it, but
please don't.
My parents never really stopped it. They were like, "Hey, don't do that in school, man."
But they didn't stop you at home.
At home,
I never would have at home
or around friends, family. I could swear, especially in English. I'll say in English.
Yeah, because they probably didn't even.
They knew, but they didn't.
In Spanish, I wouldn't know.
They didn't understand the context, but they knew I was saying naughty words. But they were just like,
whatever.
It's in all the music, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You can't really stop it, and as long as he ain't saying it at me,
right?
As long as
it
wasn't the bleep you, mom and dad. Right. It was like you can say bleep whatever you want.
Go to line two. Let's see. When were you allowed to start saying naughty words? Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Waylon and Shaya.
Oh, no.
Second grade. We don't ever say naughty words, right, Waylon?
Right.
Sometimes I do.
He said, "Listen
okay,
here,
wait.
Though."
Mom, Chaya. Well, how do you feel about this? Because your kids are little.
They say he said like two naughty words, but we've explained no. He's heard us say them.
Okay. Well, naturally. Come on now,
Chaya,
we know Mama Bear.
And I'll tell Waylon this too. Hey, Waylon, listen, I always tell Owen and Hudson, I'm like, well, I'm an adult and I get to do grown-up things.
I can say different words.
And I get to say words and make my own decisions. You're not an adult yet. And when you're adult, you can say all the naughty words you want. That's always what I tell them. But until then, there's a lot of things you don't get to do that I do.
See,
and that's just the way it is.
I feel that. I definitely feel that.
That's what I tell
Facts.
My kids. I don't know if it's right, but it's what I tell them.
And we've had moments where Sammy has just flat out repeated things and words we've said, you know what I'm saying? As I'm sure Waylon has it, I'm sure Weston has, you know what I'm talking about?
Waylon, you never say naughty words.
He says sometimes. He's keeping it a buck with you.
I usually do not.
But you,
good job, Waylon.
Good job, my boy.
But
yes.
Yesterday I did say a bad word.
Ooh, I'm telling.
You narc. Snitch.
No, I'm not. My bad, Poppy. I'm lying.
Shouldn't have told me.
Well, he just told on himself, so it's fine. I was just a liar, pants on fire.
Well, Abby in Kenosha texted in and said, I'm 37. My dad still yells at me for swearing.
He says, watch your mouth.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Bye. We love you guys.
Love y'all.
414-533-1037. That is the number to call or text. You guys are really, really funny on the text line right now. Natalie said, I was well over 18 before I could casually cuss in front of my parents. Even at 18, my mom hit me for saying no. Naughty words.
She bopped you more?
Yo, Natalie, I'm sorry. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Well, Allison and Racine texted in and said, I can't get through, but this is so my topic because we're talking about when were you allowed to say naughty words and swear.
She said,
never around my parents or older adults ever. Started at my teen years.
Teen years. Okay, for sure.
Let's go to Ashley in Germantown this morning and see what she has to say. Hi, Ashley.
Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. When did you start saying swear words?
Be real.
Come on.
Honestly, our family always never really cared too much.
Oh, you were one of those families. As long as we
didn't cuss outside the house or like in school, stuff
at
like
other
that.
People,
even with my 2-year-old is a sponge, obviously.
They
repeat.
So, like, even she is. Repeated words and stuff like that. I've even asked, but I always address it and say, don't do it and stuff. I even asked at school when she goes to daycare.
You try to
curb. She's never repeated any bad words.
Well, I love it that you ask at daycare. Did she say a naughty word?
Because we got potty mouths at home. So is she saying bad words
so
here?
Funny.
Is she wilding? Is she wilding?
Nope, and she has never done it. I feel like
good because I'd be worried if I was letting my kids swear at home. I'd be concerned that out of habit. They're doing it everywhere else.
And that's kind of what we want to do with the boys. Literally what Ashley's doing. You tell them, you say, hey, listen, if you're at home, we can use colorful language to express yourself. You stub your toe, saying ouch might not cover it.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you stub that toe, you might need to say something extra.
I can't remember if your wife did say this, but she might have said when she about Owen, like, and it doesn't make you sound very smart when every other word is a swear word. I'm like, she's not wrong if you're around somebody. I mean, if you know us.
If you know us. You know what I'm saying? But she also needs to take her own advice.
It might have been me.
Because we got quite colorful language at home.
Aaron's perfect. Leave her alone.
And we say to boys, hey, don't say that, don't do that. But then we're also like, hey, it's hilarious when they do curse, isn't it? Like, come on. Like, that little drop coming out from a two-year-old's mouth, hilarious.
She's a teacher all the time, DZ.
Ashley gets it. Fair.
Ashley's
okay.
Like, I always wondered about those families who let their kids cuss, so I'm glad you called in, Ashley. I always wanted to know about you people.
She's a cool mom.
Stop it. You guys are so unfair. All right, Ashley, have a good day.
You too, bye.
Appreciate you, much love.
She's actually a real cool mom. Yeah,
hella cool mom.
Let's go to Amy in Hale's Corners. Nice pull. Amy has four boys. Can you imagine?
I know they all curse.
Amy in Hale's Corners, good morning.
I mean, no, they don't. No, they don't.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Girl, let's talk. You let your kids say bad words or what?
Okay, so having four boys and the oldest being 15 and the youngest being 8, there's exposure to colorful language.
They hear it.
She got no choice. Mom got no choice.
So what I do is I let my kids have swear time. So that happens when we're in the car,
like,
and it's usually for like 2 or 3 minutes. And I'll say, and you know, my youngest one, he'll ask me now. He'll say, "Mom, I really need to have swear time." And I'll say yes or no. Most time it's yes.
I need to have swear time.
I mean, it's like screen time. It's like, hey, can I see the iPad?
Yes.
Hey, can
that's
I say some curse words?
Yeah, just to, like,
that's
get it out. So rather than getting it out in his third grade classroom, he lets loose in the car for 2 or 3 minutes. And they all say as many swears as they can. And then that's it.
And then done.
That's it.
We're good.
So
it clears it out.
There's a time, there's a
it's
place.
It's like a vent session. It's like, you tell me about your day. It's like, well, can I tell you about it in the words I want to use? Because then I'll really tell you about my day. Yes. Yes.
Right. That's what we do. That's our thing now.
Ooh,
I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it's right for us.
If it's right for you, it is right. That's all you need, Mom.
Ooh, DZ's wife wrote into the show.
What's she trying to fight about? What's
ooh,
up?
Ooh, Amy, listen to this. She texted in at 414-533-1037. She said, DZ, take notes. I'm perfect, your wife.
Si, senora.
Thank you, DZ. Good answer. Good answer. Thank you for calling, Amy. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bryce texted in, I've been cussing since I was a kid out of the womb, like an OG. Like me,
like
Bryce.
You.
Like
you,
me.
Ellie.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. All right, last but not least, Shoop is in Milwaukee.
Shoop don't curse.
No, he teaches the youth. He would never say anything naughty. Never.
Not
just like your
baby.
Wife, who's perfect. Thank
baby.
You.
Si, senora.
Jamie in Waterford said, as long as they use it right. Hey, Shoop, we're talking about when did you start saying bad words? When did you start swearing?
I started pretty early, guys.
pretty early, guys.
Oh, really? Yeah. Tell us more.
What age?
I remember one time, you know, soap in the mouth and all that good stuff and getting calls from, you know, parents. You know, my friend's parents and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, you learn it. You learn it from home.
Yep.
You do.
100%. Yes.
In
that's
a lot
why
of senses.
It's the ironic part when my dad would be like, what'd you say? And the guy, and I'm hearing it from that guy. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
The irony.
And Emerson learned it from my wife and I. And, you know, he's working on it.
Well, somebody.
But as a teacher.
As a teacher, that's tough. Yeah.
It's one of those things, like, guys, if I can't swear in front of you, you can't swear.
You can't swear in front of me. Yeah, it's about the respect.
Well,
that's what it boils down to.
Because you're teaching high schoolers, right? That's an age
right,
where that
level.
Must be tough to teach when it comes to swearing, I mean.
And then you got a cool teacher like Shoop. Yep. You really want to just kind of, like, be kicking it in class, saying what you need to say. And he's like,
well,
be civil, please.
Listen to this text. Somebody texted in and said, I'm 52 and I still can't swear in front of my parents. Hashtag Hispanic parents. Hashtag chonkla.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so sometimes he gives good advice, sometimes he gives really bad advice, but normally it's bad, no offense. What?
Oh, what you getting offended about?
Only because I'm on Aaron's side today after the question of the day, after we went through that. I gotta fight for the women.
Oh, Lord, where you going?
No, actually, I'm not, I don't know whose side I'm on today, because this is about overhearing a fiancé talking trash about, your own fiancé talking trash,
your
partner.
Fiancé. Listen. listen.
Your
listen,
partner. And this, stop it.
This one's a loop. This one's a loop, G. And I feel
what
like
do you
we're
mean
gonna,
it's a loop?
If we don't get an update on this one, son,
oh.
Dog, just start thinking of names
it's one
already.
One of those.
All right, here. I just got engaged to my fiance. She's super affectionate, very loving, sweetest girl to me ever.
Nice.
We've been dating together. We've been together 5 years, and we're both 30.
Okay.
But today,
great.
Today, I got upset. I'd gained a little bit of weight. You know, we ended up talking about it and actually arguing about it. I always thought, and she told me, that would she would keep our disagreements and my insecurities private. I definitely keep everything she confides in me private. But the other day, I overheard her talking about me while I was gaming. She must have thought I had my headphones on.
Ooh, talking trash about your fiance, huh?
She must have thought I had my headphones on.
Maybe you should stop being annoying.
But I was actually between games. She was saying how much she hates me. She hates men and that we're all the same.
What?
And a few other things.
Oh, this escalated quickly.
But then at the end, she circles back and says she loves me, but I drive her crazy constantly.
What?
Honestly, I was totally shocked because I've never heard her talk like this about me or men in general.
Right.
She sounded like a complete stranger. But to be real, I haven't looked at her the same since, and I'm wondering what she's really thinking when she looks at me. How do I even bring this up?
Yeah.
And honestly, that's that, baby.
Oh, man.
What's the word? Poppy needs advice.
He heard her talking trash, and now he wants to talk to her about it. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so wait. So the thing she was saying was she doesn't like men. They all suck. And then she said,
they're
but
all,
he's
some
great.
About they're all the same. I love my man.
Who was she talking to? Did it say? Like, was she talking to somebody who was having man problems? Because that would change the whole dynamic of the... Like, is she talking to somebody who's going through it? Is she talking to me?
I'm listening.
Right? And I'm like, girl, let me tell you.
And she's doing the girl, the homegirl thing going, you girl, all men suck.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But then that is...
I hate my mans, too. His dumb self is over there gaming right now. On the game, again, yes, all men are dumb and the same. Your man be annoying you, my man be annoying me too. Oh, snap.
Or she just self-awareness of what she's saying.
What'd you really hear, right?
Right.
Here's where I was leaning towards, G.
Because it is kind of mean, especially, I mean, I wouldn't want my partner...
Talking behind
talking
your back, talking
to the
trash.
Guys about how awful I was. Like, it'd be one thing if they were like, oh, she's messy and, you know, oh, she that. But if I hear you talking to your guys badly about me, that would suck.
It sucks. But at the same time, who else do you kind of vent to
about
your partner? Because as we've discussed, when you got a partner and when you're consistent, right, they obviously push
they
your
get
buttons.
On your
they
nerves.
Get on your, and what are you going to go like, hey, I need to vent to you about you
anybody
real quick.
Anybody you spend time with trash. All the time is going to get on your nerves. Well, unless you're a perfect human being and nobody
ain't
is.
Nobody is.
So
and I think there's a, not to say that there's a sensitivity threshold here, but if you ain't bring it up, how I feel about it and my advice.
What's your advice?
If you ain't bring it up on the front end, you were between games. You had time today, Poppy. If you were that offended, upset, and felt like she was a stranger, pop the headphones down and be like, hey, who you talking
what'd
to?
What'd you just say?
You know what I'm saying? You can
sometimes,
be kind
though.
About it. Knock on the door if she was behind a different and be like, well, who you talking to?
The only reason I'm not faulting him for that is because I've realized sometimes you have to process.
Heard. Okay,
like,
heard.
I get mad the moment, but I process over like a few days and then I feel totally differently about something. And so he might have heard her been like, the hell?
He did say he was
processed,
totally shocked.
Right? You process it and you're like, okay, because you're thinking, is there maybe I misheard. And then you're like, okay, now I'm ready to throw down.
I've got my ammunition. I've thought about it
now
and
I've
let's
processed
go.
Processed how I feel about this. Now I can talk about this.
And
right?
What did you say 4 days ago?
And what? And another thing.
I think the moment's passed, man. Honestly, genuinely. Because it could be her, like you said on the front, it could be her agreeing with a homegirl going,
right.
Yes, girl, all men are the same. My man sucks too. He's sitting there on the game like a dummy right now.
She loves him and has...
But I love him, even though he drives me crazy constantly. I know I drive Aaron crazy. Constantly.
And she's never told me. She's never told me privately in a conversation.
I'm sure she's told other people.
Oh, no, wait. She did roll her eyes and say that guy one time when you were getting all on her nerves with your knee.
See? I tell
but it was nothing more than in passing, you know? Like, it's like you two, where it's like my grandma going to my grandpa. Like that.
We're old souls like
you
that.
You are old souls like that.
And we also do that to each other's faces. You know, we do that to each other's faces.
You were standing right there. I mean, you just didn't care.
Thank you. So I don't want to put too much of my experience into it. I don't want to say he's being oversensitive.
Those
you know what
funny.
I'm saying? Because I don't want to take anything from him.
Yeah.
And because had this been the situation flipped and it was him talking trash about yeah. her, he had gained weight, had gained weight, we'd be throwing hands
It'd
and going, girl, you got to leave him. Red flag.
So
red
wait,
flag.
She said he had gained weight when she was complaining about him? Because that's mean.
Otherwise, I don't know what you're talking about weight for. He says, today I got pretty upset about gaining weight and we ended up arguing about it when we discussed it. I thought she told me she keeps our disagreements and my insecurities private.
Yeah.
I definitely keep her stuff private, but I overheard her talking,
yeah.
and she was saying some nasty things about me, men, and how she blah, blah, blah,
maybe
blah.
She needs some positivity in her life. 414-533-1037.
I think you're being a little sensitive, Poppy, and you ain't saying nothing the day of. You can't
you
say
gotta it. Say you, something.
You can't
I
say
think
it a
you
week
can
later.
Say something later.
You think so?
How can you not? You're gonna bring it up in a year if you don't get it out of your system.
What would you even say?
I heard you talking smack.
A week ago? Do you really hate
would
me?
Would you like to step outside? I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. That was a joke. We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Uh-oh, she heard, he heard his fiance talking trash about him in the other room while he was playing video games on the phone.
Correct.
And now he doesn't know what to do because it's been a week.
I feel like the fiance was partly thinking, oh, you know, he got the headphones on, them things are noise canceling, he ain't gonna hear me talking to the homegirl.
Well, or she didn't care because she didn't realize.
True.
And he heard it all. All right, let's go to the phones. Jay's in Milwaukee. Let's see what he thinks. Hi, Jay.
Okay, Jay, trying to get a
good morning,
song.
Good morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Did you like my advice of ask her to step outside?
Just squabble up, okay?
I'm kidding. That's a joke, obviously.
Hey, you guys are both right, though, because you know what? Hey, too much time has passed. You can't be sensitive. But also, you got to let it out. And there's a real, real simple way to do it. Hey, you got to clown around about it. Be sarcastic about it. So if she's eating one day, say, hey, stop smacking. I know you always talking that smack.
No. Now you have a death wish, Jay. Okay, bye.
Well,
because
what is she about to say back, for real, for
she's
real?
She's not going to say anything. You're going to be out the door.
She's going to look up at you like, what'd you just say?
And excuse
then
me?
Keep eating, you know, and then you just throw that little jab next time.
You just throw a little jab like, yeah, you act like you ain't never talked smack before. And then say, girl, I heard you the other night.
And then see what she responds to, right? Just throw the ball back in their court, but do it in a playful way. I hear what Jay's saying, though.
Dang it.
Just be like, hey.
You gotta be playful. If you're that hurt, you should have said something right away.
Yes, sir. But
that's not the way people work with communication. I'm sticking up for the opposite because I have to process sometimes before I can understand even how I feel about something. I can't even process in the moment half the time.
That's what Jay's saying.
He's saying that he can't do it anymore.
No, he's saying you can do it. You just can't be aggressive or mad about it. You gotta throw it in a playful way. You got to roll the ball.
Allie, you ain't got to step outside or anything.
Why not?
You know, you just joke around about it.
That was a joke.
You can step outside if y'all try to wrestle.
Domestic violence is not funny. Wrestle in the bedroom, maybe.
There we go. And that's after y'all talk it out.
That's my solution. Wrestle it out.
There it is.
There you go. Okay, you know what?
CJ, we get there. We get there all together. We like you, Jay.
Bye, Jay.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
You too, man. Peace, man.
Let's pull up Kate the Great in East Troy, talk to a woman now and see what she thinks.
I mean, honestly, I feel like she's
Ariana,
some solid
Ariana in West Dallas texted in. I couldn't get in, but I agree with Allie. Let's take it outside. No, we're taking it to the bedroom.
See what you started?
Let's see what I started. We're not going to fight outside. We're just going to yell even louder.
Telling me not to be violent. Over here talking about let's take it outside.
It was a joke.
How about that?
Catch me outside.
Catch me all outside. All of y'all. Nah, okay. Good morning.
Yeah, so you can take a walk because fresh air helps.
That part.
Hey, Kate. Good morning.
Good morning. This makes my blood boil.
Ooh, go on.
I am fiercely standing my ground.
We have to
stop normalizing talking crap about our significant others.
Or people in general.
If you have a respect for your significant other, have that conversation with them. I get you want to vent, but then read the room. Don't vent while your husband is home. Yeah. That's when you go out with your girls and you say, this is what's going
over
on.
Over dinner or something.
That's fair that this was not really, you know, was not very thoughtful in the moment. Like, I agree, you go out. I thought of this even with any dynamic with relationships. Think about my sisters, right?
Yeah.
We group off and talk smack about each other. And then we get in fights about the fact that we group off and talk smack about each other. But that's how we vent, right?
I've seen it real time.
So it's like when you have two people, it's you two or nobody, baby. Yep. You know, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
It's and like you're going, me and you. What are we going to do? I have to tell you.
Buddy took the head. I actually hear exactly where Kate's coming from.
You know what I mean?
I'm thinking, you know, maybe you're just venting. You know, you just let
it
go.
But it's not nice. And it's not cool.
It's not nice. It's not cool. And then if this is the life you're about to create for the rest of your existence that you arguably want, you're going, okay, I don't want this person talking trash all the time.
It's an overall idea of how you talk about your people that are close to you.
You're giving him a complex because if, okay, now I'm listening. If he doesn't say something, and I don't think it should be aggressive, but if he doesn't say something, he, for the rest of the life that they haven't even started yet, not even mad, he's going to be self-conscious. He's going to wonder, really, what is she thinking? Does she hate me?
Why would you trust someone either that you can hear talking badly about you right behind you? Like, that's going to break trust as well.
If it was seriously talking trash, you know, because they're just saying, oh, yeah, that
funny
man's a
stuff.
Fool, funny, whatever, right.
Well, Kate, you know what? Now you got us all worked up, too. Congratulations.
Way to go, Kate.
Congratulations.
We love you, Kate. We appreciate
you. Bye, Kate.
Bye, guys. Love
you. Yeah, that's fair. You know, she's right. You shouldn't be talking badly about your significant other. And if you do, it should be in private to a homie or a therapist or whoever.
And there's one thing to vent.
And to work it out.
There's one thing to vent. There's another to just flat out just talk trash and bash.
That's right.
Right?
That's exactly right, and that could be some self-awareness. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, let's go to Sean in West Bend this morning.
Sean.
Everybody's trying to get in. Somebody said phone lines are tied up, but where does this man live?
Howdy.
What are you trying to do about it?
It's not me. That's all I know.
You did not text that in. No, you did not. But we have a lot of texts. Oh, Ebony did.
got it. Ebony, you trying to get a new man.
All right, Sean. So he hears his fiance talking badly about him. She doesn't know he can hear her. He's playing video games, but he heard her on the phone. What would you do?
I mean, I got to process that too, but also I'm going to store that for later. And if we get into an argument, not necessarily bring it up, but like kind of playfully, like use what she said.
Flip it.
Way she knows that I heard her. And then she might be a little bit more aware at that point. It's kind of like a warning shot.
Like Jay was saying.
Listen to what
a little more aggressive.
Ryan and Waukesha.
I mean, I was in the military, so we're horrible to each other. So, I mean, most of the things my wife says to me
aren't
going to bother me.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't like that male hazing thing you guys do in sports and in military. You guys are men are
It'll
mean to each
think.
Other.
No, we're mean to each other, but
it's
because the world is meaner to
it's
us,
so
period.
It's so weird. Like, women could never treat each other the way men do, or we would be fighting.
Well, the world treats men like kind of garbage sometimes, so we thicken each other up because we know ain't nobody going to take it easy on us.
And that's what Ryan C. from Waukesha texted in. My wife hates all men also, and she's not wrong. Damn! Yet she picks me like he does. This is a testament to how much she loves you. If you're insecure about it, then that's on you, not her. Oh, he's saying,
I hear that, homie.
My wife hates men, but she picked
me.
But
she loved me?
Ah!
I hear that.
She might love you, but she still probably doesn't like you very much either.
Well, what wife likes their husband? Might love him. Don't like him.
Love and marriage.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I annoy my wife. I annoy myself. So it's like.
Sean, my boy.
Wonder why I'm single. Okay.
Moral of the story. What is it, Sean? You get to wrap it up, Poppy.
What's the moral of the story? Let your significant other get on your nerves, but at least you're getting it on regular booty.
You know
hopefully,
what?
Hopefully.
Yes.
Hopefully. Ooh, wait till you hear Am I the Jerk today.
I don't think I'm ready.
It involves gas stations.
I'm not ready.
103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, hueva.
Buenos dias. I just yelled at the guys working on our transmitter, you guys. So we have these giant towers, and they're really big.
Yeah.
Obviously, too, because we have to send out the signal to you guys. And so there have been these guys guys climbing the towers? They come all the time and they do work, but they're like specialty good dudes that will climb to the top of these things.
Their life insurance is seven figures.
I can only imagine.
I've asked them. Yep.
The other day, and we're going to talk about your anniversary after Am I the Jerk? Cool.
Because
I want to hear the whole recap and we don't have enough time right now, so I'm just going to tell this quickly.
Yeah.
So the the guy yesterday tried to come in the building. And when he came in the building, he broke our door. I said what I said. Jared is his name. I found out later. So I was screaming at him through the window while we were on the air. Stop pulling the door. Somebody will, because we don't have a receptionist and our doors are locked for security because we're in the media. Hello.
Correct.
So the guy sees me and I had to go out and I was like all upset. And I'm like, you broke the door.
Dude, now we got to beat you up.
You pulled the wrong door. And then I was like, by the way, hi, I'm Allie.
Allie saw his ring finger and was like, well, actually.
It was boss Allie until, and then hey, nice dude. Allie. And then, I'm sorry. You know what? That was a little aggressive.
I
had to apologize. So he's giggling when I'm like yelling about the door. He was like,
he was entertained.
He was kind of giggling. He was like, and I was like, look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're on the air and you're pulling the door and I'm stressed out.
He probably knows who you are.
I don't know if he did, but I just said. So then I turned.
Now he does.
Right after I yelled at him, I go, hi, I'm Allie. And he goes, hi, I'm Jared. I go, nice to meet you. So he's out there again today. So I open the door.
Is Jared our friend now?
Yes. I open the door. I go, Jared, because they're climbing the transmitter. I go, if you need to get in, you know what window to call. On him. I swear to God, it's nothing like that. It's just becoming funny now. Stop it, DZ. I'm not at all. It just is funny now because I yelled at the poor guy and then I had to apologize immediately.
Because
I was the jerk.
If I were to close my eyes on Ray Charles right now, I would literally tell you, you sound like you're flirting with him and twirling your hair
really?
As you say all of that.
Knock it off. Soul. No, I wasn't even thinking like that. I was just being funny.
Obviously, you're just being funny, but I'm like, a few people listening, I'd be like, ooh,
oh, she's
you
flirting with the guy.
Because, people will do stuff
like
that.
Okay, maybe I am
just goofballs.
Well, I'm flirtatious by nature sometimes, I'll admit that, but it was more so that I felt bad that I just yelled at the guy, and then I was like, my bad. Hi, I'm Allie.
Bobby. What's good?
And man, I didn't want him to think I was a total psycho.
Yeah, not
so
total.
So I had to, like, at least apologize and be like, I'm not that wild. Not totally.
Like, not completely crazy.
Like, I know when to turn and say,
you know,
sorry.
I'm a little crazy, just not psychotic, right? You know, how you doing?
Just do
Allie
things,
Faith.
Do things
that's
right.
That's your tag card.
My tag card is do things right and I won't yell at you. That's my tagline.
I thought it was, I'm a little crazy, but not psychotic. Allie
no,
Faith.
It's do things right and I won't yell at you. That's
like
my tagline.
Do things right and I won't yell at you. Allie
do
Faith.
Do things right and we won't have a problem.
Put it on a card. T-shirts and merch.
What was your tagline?
My tagline?
Yeah. That you said before I said that one. You had a different one. You had a different one. Sorry.
It's okay. We switched it
okay,
now.
Okay, fine. You ready for Am I the Jerk?
No, I'm telling you not. You said it involves gas stations and I don't know.
It does. And then we have to give away Jonas Brothers tickets. And then I'm dying to hear about you taking the wife out because you accidentally outed your anniversary plans on the air yesterday. So I need to know everything.
Snitched on myself. It's
well, okay. I mean, you did, but you didn't mean to. You were just in the moment having a conversation.
Yeah, but it was good. Yeah, let's talk.
All right, let's we'll do it
after
Am I the Jerk.
First things first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, is she the jerk for parking at the pump and not getting gas? Ooh, no. Next question.
Nah, you gotta
Wait,
hear it.
I didn't know people get appalled by this. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I park at the pump sometimes when I'm not getting gas to go in. But hold on, let's. You're already judging me. Look at yeah, I can see it in
say,
your eyes.
You look in my eyes too, because if you're over here at Quick Trip or something like that, these spots that got more than enough ample space, you better pull up to a parking spot. You better hit the curb or something, or street park it. Leave the pumps open.
The hot bar is too busy now. There's nowhere to park anymore. Go to a Quick Trip and try it at lunch. It's a nightmare.
Now, if there's nowhere to park,
listen.
I'm listening.
Says Allie and DZ, I always park at the pump when I'm getting gas if there are no spots. I always park at the pump when I'm at the gas station if there are no spots. My friend was in the car and said something when I pulled up to the pump. Like, she was embarrassed that I wasn't getting gas.
Oh.
I do this all the time, and it led to a pretty heated discussion about parking at the pump when you're not getting gas. But I feel like it doesn't really matter as long as they're not all taken, right?
I mean, even if they are all taken, if there's nowhere else to park, where
what are you
going to
do?
Stop?
Well, and here's the thing. I always try to get a spot, DZ. Yeah. But if there's not a spot, I'm parking at the pump. But some people would say that's messed up.
Yeah, yeah. Some
and
people
I
would
didn't
say
know that
up.
People had an issue with that. I'm not trying to block the gas.
Well, or I'm not trying to park somewhere
to
unsafely
go.
Either,
there's nowhere
right?
to go.
Because if there's no spots and there's no safe place for me to like drop my car that isn't in front of a pump, it's about to suck, right?
Wait, what am I going to do?
What am I going to do?
What am I going
to
do?
I'm not trying to block lanes. I'm not trying to block exit routes or anything like that. I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, if all of the spots are open, or some of the spots are open, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can pull up to wherever you want. Nobody knows if you're going to be getting gas or not.
That's true. Well, that's
for all you
kind of,
know, I already
listen,
got gas, put my nozzle back,
you.
And now I'm running inside for my snacks.
But that drives people crazy because I realize this because I will park at the pump when there's like not a spot. And granted, you can wait sometimes 30 seconds at a gas station and the spots,
they rotate.
They rotate
people
because
are quick.
People are in and out.
Boop, boop.
So I'll be like, screw it, I'm not waiting. Yeah. I park at the pump. I go in and I thought the same thing. Nobody here knows. If they said something, I'd just be like, oh, I pumped before, you know? I already got my gas. They don't know if you got gas when you go into the gas station. It's true.
True.
It's so true. So I say not the jerk if you park at the pump when you're not getting gas, whether there are spots or not.
I've also been the guy waiting.
Don't take up the gas pump.
See, but I've been the guy waiting and
on
pulled
somebody
up.
Inside.
I'll say it.
That part, yeah.
You know the Speedway off Oklahoma over by me? And like Oklahoma Kitty Corner to Humboldt Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there.
That Speedway right there, right?
Yeah.
Don't got enough spots.
Yeah.
It's got.
That's the way the Speedway is on Greenfield and Sunny Slope.
It's got 2.5 spots, and the half is for people that are putting air in their tires at the air pump.
Yeah, it's only got like one line of pumps, and there's one on each. There's like three on each side.
Don't call it a line. That bad boy's a dash at most.
Yeah.
It is a dash.
Yeah.
It is a half. Yep. It is a half look. Right.
What about it?
There's never anywhere to park. I've been jammed up at that gas station to the point where I just go somewhere else, and I prefer to go to Speedway. I ain't gonna lie to you. I will
That's
go out of my
place.
Way to go
yeah.
to Speedways.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there in high school. I worked there a little bit after
You're
high
loyal
school.
To the
and I
brand.
Was like, I got so many rewards points from there, baby. I'm gonna keep racking it up.
Well, and Quick Trip needs to come to the city a little.
But there ain't no Quick Trips
you
around
can't even
me either.
Find one in Milwaukee, which is
there isn't
another
one
topic.
In
so,
well,
anyway.
No, that's technically Butler. But anyway, literally had to wait, waited 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Soon as I approached 10 minutes and I was like, bro, I'm still waiting for a spot. I hit it right out of there, went right half mile down the road to one of the next two gas stations, Mobil, BP, whichever one, and just said, screw it.
Move it.
Because there's not enough and nobody was parked up or nobody was getting gas that needed to be getting gas. Everybody was, almost swore. Everybody was just sitting
there.
Yeah,
you're punching stop hitting the table.
Well, because
it's distracting.
Now I'm getting passionate about this, man.
Wait, so you had to go to the other one.
Yeah, I had to leave the gas station because I was
because
sitting there
was
waiting.
Nowhere to go.
People were pumping gas, but there was more than one car that didn't have people in it at pumps.
Well, and so you could say you're the jerk because you did not pull up into a space. Like, even if you were getting gas, you're saying people need to pull up and move, which I get. If you're at a gas station where there aren't enough pumps and it's busy and you leave it at the pump and go in and la-di-da at the hot bar, that's kind of messed up sometimes. I get that because if people are waiting, that's messed up.
And if there's more than enough ample parking, I ain't got no problems.
You know how quick gas stations like rotate, though. That's the problem. You can go in and be getting one thing, and there's five new cars out there. It's so crazy how quick it moves.
She wants
to know if she's the jerk for parking at the pump and not getting gas because her friend was very embarrassed by the whole situation, and she's like, "I do this all the time."
Well, not her friend.
I say not the jerk. All right, 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you guys next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
People are so fired up. They're texting in the gas station that drives them the most crazy. They're and another thing about the Speedway on 92nd and Blue Mound. I'm like, slow down. We don't need you guys to chime in. Everyone's going off about their Speedway. It's so funny. You guys crack me up. Somebody said, thank God for Buc-ee's. You know what I don't need is an amusement park size gas station either. I don't need a Buc-ee's either. They're both
I'll take one. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay, fine. You know what? I say that. I'll be there.
Just one.
They build one by me. I'll be in there. Let's be real.
Tell me we ain't going. Come on now. Exactly.
We're going good. That was Zayden and Josh. All right. They're very excited, and they said not the jerk. But let's go to the phones, because she wants to know if she's the jerk for parking at the pump and not getting gas. Janine in Colgate is fired up.
Fired up.
We've got people that this is a very big hot button issue for them.
Wait.
I said the wrong city, didn't I?
Tripping.
Janine, never mind. You don't have a theme song. Janine's
so
in Colgate. What did I say?
No,
West Dallas?
I just heard Janine and I got excited.
I'm sorry. It's Janine
and
Colgate.
Janine.
Not theme song, Janine.
My bad. Sorry, Janine, whose theme song it actually is. Good morning, though.
Hey, Janine.
Good morning.
All right. Is she the jerk for parking at the pump and not getting gas? I love how mad you sound already. I'm into this.
1,000,000%. I have long said I'm running for president, and this is one of the platforms I'm running on.
Janine.
Let me put it this way.
1,000,000?
You went into a bathroom, Allie. You're waiting in line for the bathroom.
Sure.
And two women came out of the stalls, and all they were doing in the stalls was putting their makeup on. What would you say?
Nothing, but I'd be really angry about it.
I often am pulling a trailer, and it is hard enough to find a spot, and I feel terrible if I block two spots.
Right.
But it drives me wild when you wait, and then they come out, and then they're eating their chicken wing.
And that's why it's harder for you, Janine, because you have a trailer, so you're double triggered by this, because you now have like three spots in the whole world you can park in. That's the problem.
And you know what it is? Janine goes out of her way most times to try to avoid blocking
and
people
go to a place
and go
she
somewhere
can get
else.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
And then she's
My
going, really?
Hates it when I go to Costco. He's like, why would you want to go to Costco? There's a line. Let me tell you, that line moves faster than any gas station, because everybody pulls up, they get their gas, and they get
out.
Ooh.
They don't go in. They don't look for lottery tickets. They don't stand at the counter and scratch them off.
Well, that's because they have a store to go into that's
cheaper.
Awesome called Costco. And
that's
they have,
the difference.
They have to move to park inside well,
and,
Costco.
And the quick marts, the little corner store, stuff like that with gas stations attached. Like that, you walk in and you start combing the aisles for a quick second. Dan, you know what, Janine?
Please.
We'll vote for you. Mm-hmm. I will at least. You are definitely passionate about this one.
I mean, I'm not that passionate and I do it, but I'll vote for you because I like people that are passionate.
It's just rude.
You know,
it's fair.
It's rude.
That's fair.
And you're standing there and waiting. Find a spot to the side to pull off.
Well, there's no sign, so we're going to go see what the next caller thinks. And
but
if they agree, but
we appreciate your candor.
Your passion is phenomenal. Thanks for calling, Janine.
You're welcome.
Bye. Pull up Colleen in Milwaukee because she's going the opposite way. I want to talk to her.
Gosh, man.
Girl.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You're going to say not the jerk for parking at the pump and when you're not getting gas?
Not the jerk.
Go
My
on.
8-year-old Braylee and I, who is in the back seat, say not the jerk.
Really?
You know what? Sometimes you go to these gas stations, their parking spots are all willy-nilly, and you can't even find them half the time.
They are
so
awkward.
You know
I will give
they
you that.
They are weird.
They
outside.
Are awkward.
I pull up at a pump and go in for 2 minutes and get whatever I need, I'm going to do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
I do
minutes.
It if there's if it's 2 minutes and there's every spot is full.
True.
I would never
park. A lot
park...
of the gas stations, you can't even find their actual parking spots, though.
Yes. I mean, yes. I know exactly. The Yes.
She's on your side.
I'm trying to be reasonable, but I'm like, you're right.
Actually right,
you're
girl.
Actually right.
You know what,
there's nowhere to park,
right
which is
now.
Why I end up at the pump. Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, but listen, I am driving right now, and I just drove past a Speedway, and I was like, see, if it was that gas station, I would pull into a parking spot because they have 20 parking spots.
Right.
Different.
What Speedway? Which Speedway?
Well, I was going to say, let me mark
it
you.
It was
what?
On 68th and Cold Spring.
Nice.
Cold
I know exactly where you're at. Yep.
Yes. That gas station had so many parking spots. And I'm like, you know what? I'm like right now.
That's the one by Meijer, right?
In DC, I would park in those parking spots.
No,
but all these other gas stations, you can't even find them half the time.
She's
so you know what?
Right.
I'm going to pull into a, sorry, I'm not going to swear.
Good. Thank you. Because we don't want to get fined. So thank you.
No. All I'm going to pull by the pump, go in for a quick minute, and then come back out
That's
and
fine.
Leave.
And
Listen,
if it takes me a second because the line, so be it.
And some have parking spaces and some don't. So the ones that don't, we have to figure it out. Okay, Colleen says not the jerk.
We split.
Parking
not
at the,
pump.
Jerk.
Respect
All
it.
Right,
not
girl. We'll talk to you later.
You too. Bye.
I haven't even gotten to the text yet, but let's go to Jessica in Mount Pleasant. We're asking if you're the jerk for parking at the pump and not getting gas. That's what the submission was about today.
I think my laptop is overheating with all these texts right now, dog. Jessica, good morning.
Everyone wants to fight. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning.
Ashley from Waukesha said, who really cares? I say not the jerk. Those gas stations don't have enough parking spots as it is. See, I'm with you, Ashley. I didn't think people cared, but this is a very hot button for a lot of people.
For a few.
So I'm just saying. Jessica?
Jessica?
You're the tiebreaker.
100% the jerk.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Bruh.
This gets me so heated. So... I don't care as much if I'm driving my car, which is a gas, but we have a truck that is a diesel. And most gas stations only have a couple diesel pumps.
Yeah, two.
So when I pull up and there's cars or minivans sitting there, they're not pumping anything, obviously, and they're inside doing whatever, and I'm sitting there waiting. And like the first caller, like I have a huge horse trailer, so sometimes if I have to stop for gas, like I'm very limited to where I can
pull. Oh, it's all the trailer people calling in with the hate mail today.
Yes,
that's what's going
the
on.
Trailer drivers.
There's a lot of trailer people in this city.
It makes sense.
All you camper people. They're pulling an RV.
Yes.
Oh, now it's over.
Allie, did I not get surprised and say, hold on, surprise is jerk.
Jessica,
I don't care.
Jessica, but if you have a trailer or a camper, then I already put you in the rich area, okay? You're Richie Rich. Go to a different.
You should have gas at home.
Outside of your house now, okay? You have assets, okay?
Don't you get gas delivered?
Aren't you rich enough to have somebody go for you?
She said a horse trailer. Just use the horse. How about that? Huh,
I'm
Jessica?
Totally kidding because I'm broke and I have a trailer.
Jessica, we love the rib.
No,
you know that.
For sure. So, all right, thanks for calling, Jessica. We
Thank
got it.
You guys have a good day.
You too, bye. Much love. She works that out, G.
Big jerk.
Ooh,
big jerk.
Big old jerk. Big old taking spots jerk.
And we have a lot of texts. We appreciate them all. Morgan said, not the jerk. If that's where I feel safest parking for my own person, that's where I'm parking. My safety is my priority. Y'all can wait 5 minutes. Ooh.
Dang, why do I respect the heck out of that answer?
And somebody texted in kind of what I was joking, but being half serious about. how is it our problem that you drive a trailer, which, again, is another fair point. Like, true. That has nothing to do with us. And
this one's an on-the-fence one, and I didn't think it was going to get like that. You know how people are passionate about random things? This was one of them random things that I go, now I'm going to look at parking spaces and parking spots at gas stations drastically different.
Oh, my gosh, all the trailer people are getting lit.
They're big mad.
Haley in Waukesha said, if it's parking at the pump to not have my toddler pee in the car, I'm doing it. Take your trailer to a bigger station.
Heard. I actually will.
Oh, my goodness,
yeah.
You guys.
Y'all should carry a car potty, though. Those things are lifesavers. Side note.
Then Gina in New Berlin said, I think people have different expectations for different size gas stations. That's fair. That's fair.
I have. You know? Yeah, you pull off when you go, this it is does too make long a difference. And this is too busy. It does.
All right, we got to give away Jonas Brothers tickets.
What are you trying to do? You trying to do that right now?
Yes, we have to.
Oh,
we
trying
have
to keep it crazy.
To. We got to keep it crazy. 414-533-1037. You know what? The Jonas Brothers are going to be in town in 10 days.
Ooh, countdown.
10 days. They're going to be here on the 12th. So we are going to take caller 12. I'm doing it.
I like it.
I'm doing it. 414-533-1037. Good luck. You want to go see the Jonas Brothers at Fiserv Forum? Be caller 12 right now. Kiss FM 103.7. Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So I'm very excited about giving away these Jonas Brothers tickets because then we get to hear about your anniversary.
It's a big ticket item, you know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, I'll share the details. Whatever y'all want to know.
I have questions.
I got answers.
All right, let's talk to Caitlin in West Dallas first, though. Hi, Caitlin.
Morning. Hi.
Hi, do you park at the pump when you're not getting gas?
Be real.
I do not. No.
Ever. Thank goodness. Ever.
Ever? No.
Maybe once or twice, but I try not to.
She said, but only in my life. Listen. Only once or twice in my life, I swear.
It doesn't change the fact that you are caller 12, and you're going to see the Jonas Brothers.
You don't got to park at the pump for the concert.
Nope. Congratulations. They're going to be here in 10 days at Fiserv Forum. Have you ever seen them in concert?
Once at the Bradley Center. So.
Ooh, wow. You remember.
It's been a long time.
Time to update the concert, girl. Let's bring it back.
Back in the day, the Bradley Center days, before it became Fiserv Forum. I'm going to have to tell my children. I tell them all the time. It used to be the Bradley Center, and they're not interested.
Right. The fact that our like my kids, at least, are living in a world where they have never known the Bradley. Like, the Bradley to them is just not
same
there.
Same thing with
never been.
I feel that way about County Stadium. I only knew Miller Park / AmFam Field. See?
Yeah.
There's
fair
a lot of
enough.
Things.
Fair
anyway,
enough.
Back to you, though, Caitlin.
Topic for another day. But Caitlin, you, Jaeger.
Congratulations. Enjoy it.
Thank
because
you.
This is going to be a bit, they're going to be like grown men now. They were like boys when
be?
You saw them.
Gonna be?
Oh, yeah, they're like 30 now. They were 15.
Grown.
Yeah, so that'll be a good show. All right. Well, congratulations. Have fun at the show. Somebody's going to be in touch with you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Bye.
Nice. Okay.
Dog, I got nostalgic thinking. I was like, man, she was probably a baby when she went and saw him. Now she's more grown.
It's like full circle.
Full circle. One of the full circles.
It's a full circle moment for sure. All right. Well, coming up next, I have questions about your anniversary.
Okay.
I want to know about this new restaurant you checked out.
Okay.
I want to know everything.
Any questions you got, I got answers for you, fam.
But I need like 3.5 minutes.
Say less.
I could lie and say I'm going to the bathroom or getting coffee, but I'm just going to eat my breakfast.
I'm starving.
And so is DZ.
Yep. Kiss FM.
So it's ironic that we were going to talk about recipes here because we're eating our breakfast right now. Shout out First Watch. They didn't pay for it. We paid for it, but we got it delivered. And DZ was just raving about the bacon.
I'm in here freaking out right now.
I got this bacon. I didn't know it had syrup on it, so I gave it to you. I don't like syrup, and I don't really eat syrup because of the sugar. And you said it was phenomenal.
Well, because the meal I got already got bacon on it, so I was like, you said, I'm going to go.
I got an omelet.
I'm going to go give it to the sports guys. I was like, oh, I'll walk it over. Yeah. I think they might be off air. And sure enough, I walked in there, shared with the sports guys. He looked at me. And I looked at him.
You guys were in love with that bacon,
And we said, my God, this is the best bacon we've ever had. We would destroy our lives to have this bacon again.
Syrup does something to bacon along with the way it's cooked.
It wasn't even the syrup. The syrup was the last thing on there that made me say that.
Really?
It was the seasoning, whatever it is. It was the black pepper that they threw on there. It was the crispiness of it, the thickness. That's got to be that nooskies. That's got to be that thickums. That's got to be that...
Yummy.
Yeah, bro. That's got to be that pork belly right there.
When you said you were inspired to go home and try to make it now,
yes.
I thought, well, now how can I not talk about how many steps till you quit a recipe? Because you were like, Allie, I can tell you exactly what's on it. And I'm like, okay. And you're like, pepper. And you started naming off the ingredients. And you said, I'm going to go home and try to make that bacon today.
I could be a taste tester or like a food reviewer and be quite successful at it. And I'm not saying that as like, I'm a big headed, I could do whatever. Yeah. No, I pick flavors out like that.
Yeah.
I love food and my palate is almost immaculate. I could taste things and tell you what's in it.
Wow.
And that was phenomenal.
Really?
I don't want to say all the ingredients because I want to make it better. But first watch, y'all did y'all thing on that one.
Well, we'll talk about your anniversary in a little bit then, because I want to know how many steps until you quit a recipe, because that was originally what I was going to ask you here. And then we were going to talk about your anniversary. And then we started talking about food. And I'm like, oh no, we're talking about food.
And then I started going crazy on the food.
You started going crazy about this recipe because I honestly realized I will quit if there's too many steps. I was watching cooking videos the other day, trying to get re-inspired so I can get my TikTok back up because, you know, that's where everybody wants me to make more recipes.
The recipes hit for you, bro.
TikTok,
those things
for
are
some
nice.
Reason, loves my recipes. I don't know why. You guys love them. I'm going to keep them coming. Fine.
We do too, yup.
So I'll keep making them. I'm trying to get re-inspired. So I'm watching cooking videos and I'm realizing the second they get to like the fifth step, I'm out, dude. I'm like, you know what? Now you lost me.
Because
it's like,
five.
If I get to five. Sometimes they'll be like, okay, step one, step two. And so then I asked on Facebook, well, how many steps until you quit a recipe? And people were like, well, steps or ingredients? I'm like, steps. Because you could have seven spices that are just, you just throw in quickly here and there. I'm talking steps.
Yeah, and I guess I was thinking ingredients.
Because I was watching something, I was like, ooh, what's she doing? And even though I don't really make potatoes, she had like cut up the potatoes, and then she boiled the potatoes, and then she baked the potatoes. And I was like, now we're getting too far. Now you're way too deep in, man. Now I got too many steps.
If I'm blanching potatoes, I'm out, son.
Yeah. I'm out. Too made from scratch for me.
If I got to do things that I really am not interested in doing, if the first steps start with like cold press your whipped cream for 4 hours to set first, I'm out.
Same.
And that's step one. If this starts with a complexity, like something, you know, I'm going to have to buy a new egg beater. Like if I ain't got it, I'm not doing it.
No,
and there's
totally.
Some people that are inspired by Aaron. She'll try to figure it out. My wife, she's a saint there, but no way.
I feel like sometimes when I put recipes up on TikTok, people are like, you said it was a quick recipe. And I'm like, well, it is a quick recipe. You can cook it in 15 minutes. Doesn't have 17 ingredients.
Oh, Lord. 15 minutes is a lot of time, in my opinion,
people,
when you're talking about, like,
that could be a lot.
That's prep time and cook time? Or, like, am I sitting down to eat in 15 minutes?
Probably, you could sit down to eat in 15 minutes.
Oh,
you
well, then that is fast. No, that is fast.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting down to eat in 15, that is fast.
Well, how many steps until you guys quit a recipe? Like, are you quitting at like 3? Are you quitting at 6? Because some people are going to be like, well, I cook from scratch and I have 17 and I like it that way.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, you get to 5 or 6 and I'm out.
I actually agree. I was thinking ingredients. I was like, once you start throwing like 3-4 crazy ingredients in there, like,
well, that
nah.
too.
You know,
if I have to go to a specialty area at the grocery store, I'm out.
That's what
if
I'm
I
saying.
If I got to go to Whole Foods to find it, I'm out.
That's
dude.
What I thought you were meaning. So I misunderstood. No. It's like if I'm wilding, like if I gotta grab 3 different ingredients that I don't already have in my pantry, we're not doing that. I'm not doing no. But if it's steps, how you cook it, what you gotta do, I agree. About 5-6 for me. You right.
Brandon from Tosa texted in and said, DZ, you gotta check out this guy on social media, Jordan Howlett. He does the broken recipe thing. That's what he does. He breaks them down to, I guess, to try to find out what's in things, I'm assuming.
Oh.
Ah, he must do kind of what you're doing.
What I was talking about doing, but.
All right, 414-533-1037. How many steps? Everybody's saying, you got to check out this. You got to check out this.
How many steps before you quit a recipe?
How many? Because if I'm watching a video and I'm on the 5th or 6th, I'm out.
I'm out. No, I agree. 100%. I'm out. 5th or 6th. If if there's 5 or 6 more, I'm out.
People are sending recipes now. You guys.
How many steps? How many steps are in these recipes?
How many steps already? We'll talk to you next. I feel so much better. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. We are the king and queen of multitasking. Thank you very much.
That's facts.
So much that we were eating our food and answering phones, and Brandon from Tosa called in. Let's talk to him, the one who's been texting, and he's like, I can hear you smacking your food. I'm like, yeah, and?
Boy said, that food sound good in
Brandon,
mind.
When you have 3 minutes to pee, get coffee, and eat, you do what you gotta do, okay?
And
that's
we
what
did
we
all
do
three.
During songs.
Not at the same time, but we did all three.
Right.
Brandon, morning, Papa. Holla at her.
We're talking about how many steps until you quit a recipe. Seriously.
I mean, for real, to be honest with you, after like 5 or 6, I'm done.
He's with us.
Hold on.
I want to say good morning to everybody. Buenos dias.
Oh, you know,
good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Ali DZ. Definitely.
Welcome to the first call in. We're used to you texting, but it's nice to hear your voice.
He said he wants to get a theme song, so today's day one, man.
I like
today's
it.
Day one,
you guys, I've been trying to call and get a theme song for like the longest time
it's
ever.
Hard. It's
right,
hard.
But the dedication will prove true.
But
we believe in you.
Hold on, Brandon. Who was the guy you texted in about somebody and you said they break down recipes to find the ingredients? Was that what you were saying on the text line?
Yeah, so Jordan Howlett, he'd be on like social media. Mm-hmm. And like,
I think
he's like going to like
Jordan the Stallion, the dude that throws his glasses.
Yeah.
He whips them. Yep. He's like, this recipe, so good.
Oh, you guys know what he's talking about. Nice.
People have told me I have same energy as dude. And I'm like, as soon as they said it, I was like, dang it.
Okay.
Maybe I do got to do some food reviews or something, man. I'm just not trying to step on his territory.
Hikey, you do got the same energy as him, but you know, you your own person. You
thank
know
you.
You got your own pizzazz.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Know,
and that's why.
Style to it.
That's why I ain't done it, because low key, I'm like, I'm not him though. And he's also like 10, 15 years younger than me.
I don't even know who this guy is. So we got to keep it moving.
You see him and you know. You see him and you know.
What's his name?
Look up Jordan the Stallion.
The Stallion.
Yeah, Jordan the Stallion.
All right.
Hey, you guys, make sure you guys check me out on my Facebook, my YouTube.
Oh, you sound like Rico now. Here goes, you're like Rico trying to shout out your social media. Bye, Brandon.
Brandon tried to be.
Yeah, hey, listen.
I really wanted to do the Susan B. Komen walk, but like
but
I did get
didn't.
A kidney transplant. Listen, I did get a kidney transplant recently.
Oh, now I feel bad. Great.
No, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
How can I not feel bad when you go, I wanted to come, but I had a kidney transplant? I mean, what am I supposed to say to that?
That he's got to earn his theme song called 5 Days in a Row? Yeah.
Oh, I know this guy.
No.
Brandon,
don't feel bad.
We're ADD.
It's the first thing. It's the first time for me.
We know. When we have other people on the phone, though, Brandon, so we got to get going.
Work your way in. Tomorrow's day, too.
Have a great day, Brandon. Bye.
Later, man. Love.
All right, let's go to Lauren in Watertown. We'll talk to her next. Hi, Lauren.
Good morning.
Hello.
Thanks for waiting while we hammed it up with Brandon for a second.
He was making fun of us for eating on the phone.
Okay.
All right, so how many steps until you quit a recipe, seriously?
For me, it's like 8.
Oh, that's
She's
a lot.
Frozen. Some people
8's
see it
okay.
through. Some people will get to the 20 steps.
I love cooking, and I feel like when you're making things like homemade, it's really rewarding once you actually get through the recipe. Like, I make my own, I grow my own tomatoes in my garden.
You sound like you do.
What is somebody who sounds like they garden?
No,
nah,
her voice sounds.
And you're
gonna,
sounds like a gardener,
her voice,
like a Martha Stewart.
Her voice sounds just like sweet and made from scratch. So you're like, she probably makes bread from scratch. She's out here throwing down on cucumber zucchini bread, bringing it to the people around the neighborhood.
My husband's Hispanic, so like when I make him food from his culture, I'm still learning. I follow like a
Aaron.
Puerto Rican cookbook.
Yep.
So it takes me a little longer, but at the end of the day, it's rewarding knowing I'm reminding him of home.
Well, and listen to how she's like thought out.
Yep.
You know, she's like, I got my Puerto Rican cookbook.
Yep.
I'm getting ready for Bad Bunny at the halftime show.
So if y'all want to pull up to my house,
it's gonna be a Puerto Rican festivity.
We just do a Puerto Rican fest part 2 at this rate, dog.
All right, Lauren. Well, you're gonna do 8 steps before you quit. That's totally fair. All right, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Love
Bye.
You guys. Bye.
Love you back.
Love you
appreciate
too.
You.
Last but not least, Lori is in Cedarburg this morning, and she's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row.
You hear that, Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
It can
Take
and
notes.
It will happen.
Take notes. Somebody texted in and said, depends on the length and strength of the steps. If it's like, add this, then stir, that's fine. If it's a paragraph long step, I'm out. Kayla, yes.
Uh-huh.
Kayla in West Bend, I feel that so
Kayla,
hard.
Kayla nailed it for real, though.
Girl, yes.
Lori.
Morning.
Hi.
Morning.
How many steps till you quit a recipe?
So if it's a quick, like I'm doing, want to do a quick recipe, 5 or 6. But if it's like I want to take my time and everything, I'll go longer. But that's because I'm basically half Italian and grew up with a catering business.
Oh,
in the family.
Well, then you better not be making that store-bought pasta. You better be wheeling it like my mom used to, and we're not even Italian.
Yeah, I need
What's your excuse?
I need that 48-hour meat sauce if you're definitely
you
from the culture like
making
that.
Making dough. I mean, this is
there's an example right there.
There's a girl who makes dough all the time when her husband, the girl who's like, let's see what my husband wants for dinner tonight. And it's always got dough. And I'm like, girl, you lost me at the dough. You lost me at the homemade dough every
time.
Because
she's making it from scratch.
Every time. I'm like, that looks amazing, but miss me.
See, it missed me with that. And that's if I'm making recipes from cultures that aren't mine. Because exactly what, literally Lori's saying, exactly what Lauren just said. If it's a Colombian dish.
You have to do it like
that. I'm doing it step by step. And I'm taking the time. It's going, if it takes 3 hours, sorry. This is the way you make it. And you're doing the 50 steps. Dang.
Yeah. If it's an ethnic recipe, you got to put more.
If it's worth it.
Burger, good luck.
If it's a burger, bro, if it ain't flip, bro, more cheese, I'm out of here.
Oh, here's another example of this was what I'm talking about, Lori. Like when somebody's making fries and they make it from an actual potato, which isn't that hard, but it turns into 17 steps. I'm like, you missed me again. This is what I'm talking about. Don't tell me you make fries from a real potato.
We do make fries from scratch.
You go, you do way more steps.
We do way more steps than I think.
No, thanks.
Wow.
No, thanks.
Let me clarify what step is, because some of the one other people said is be like, sure, okay, that's a step, but they could combine three steps into one big step.
Spices are different.
If you know what you're doing, you can make it all one. If you're following one, two, three, then you're going to go one, two, three.
If you know what you're doing, you don't measure anyway.
If you don't know, if you know what you're doing, do you really follow a recipe?
No, you don't. You do not. Good point. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
How's everybody doing today?
Everyone's doing great. Thank you for asking. We were just joking off the air. Screw it. We were just joking off the air about how the FCC is shut down right now because of the government shutdown, and the FCC regulates us. And so we were joking.
Made some realizations.
Oh, what if we say a naughty word? Are we not going to get in trouble today because the FCC's shut down?
Cap.
I mean, and we don't, you know, the FCC regulates us. Yeah. Like, no, they're just not around. It's so weird.
And Eminem said it best.
You know? What?
FCC won't let me be me.
Well, they will now. Nobody's there to check you.
But then all of a sudden when they come back, they're going to be like, hey, we were still listening.
We were here the whole time, you guys.
We were still listening.
Then we get fired.
And boom.
Okay, DZ, I have a question for you.
What up?
Why am I the one that everyone in this building vents to?
What do you mean by that?
I mean that you've seen it. People come in this studio. It's like, should I be concerned about being too negative? Because you saw it. People come in here all the time and want to complain to me. Almost like, Allie, let me tell you something. And I'm like, ooh. And I turn, I grab my coffee, and I go, what happened?
Well, you do grab
Talk
the tea
mama.
Rather quick the second
tell
somebody
Tell mama
comes
all
in.
About the tea in the building. What happened? Mama. Tell mama. So, like, have you, like, yesterday somebody came in, another day somebody came in. I have become the person people vent to. And
it's been
I
a couple days in a row, actually.
I don't know if it's actually a good thing, because it means I'm the complainer and they feel safe with me. I don't want them to feel safe complaining. I want them to come to me, but I don't want to be the one who's going to be like, and another thing.
Give me all that.
So I started thinking and I thought, you know, it's nice that people come to me when they want to complain about things. Sometimes I think it's because they want me to say something. Like they're upset about something and they don't have the guts to go to management.
Okay.
So they come to me and think I'm going to tell management. And I'm like, sometimes it's relevant and sometimes it's
well,
not.
I hope not.
I'll fight the fight if it's relevant. But if it has nothing to do with me, I don't know. No thanks.
I think it's one thing to be the person you can vent to and people that like to lend an ear and
doesn't
whatnot.
Doesn't that mean you're the negative one, though?
No.
Why am I?
I definitely feel like there's a difference. It means you're the negative one if they're expecting you to do something about it, right? Because then they're expecting you to be the bad guy.
Okay.
You know, because it's something that they don't like. It's something that, you know, is going on that they want to complain about, and they're like, Allie will fix it.
Why do they feel safe venting to me? I feel like, and it's signed from Allie, the biggest venter of all.
This is partly true.
It's what I'm saying?
I genuinely think
that's... Is it a bad thing?
No, but here's what it is. You just said it yourself. Take a second and realize you like to vent.
Yeah.
You naturally will just speak
your
emotions, right? I'd say you...
It's a problem.
For somebody who reserves their emotions rather well, you also wear them on your sleeve.
That's a really good way to put that. Yeah,
one sleeve got them. One sleeve's got the emotions there. The other sleeve is rolled up, ready to work. You know what I'm talking about?
That's so true. That's why you really don't know which alley.
And with without understanding you as a person, that could get lost. And some people might think, you know,
they
oh,
only
yeah.
see one sleeve.
They see, oh, she's going to vent. She's emotional. She's yeah. But that's the thing. They're coming to you mm-hmm. because you.
You care because I care about it and I get passionate.
And you also vent
with them
in general with them. They're looking more for just somebody to join up to the party and go, yes, girl.
That's fine.
That's what I'm talking about.
Until I just don't want to spread negativity. That's the problem. Like, if they're coming to me to vent and then I'm piling on, I'm actually making it worse, right?
I
don't
want to. Disagree.
You don't think so? Like, I don't want to come in if somebody comes in and they go, man, let me tell you, how do you feel about this meeting on the schedule? I don't know. I'm just making something up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Yeah. That meeting's messed up.
Yeah. I'm not trying to go here. Yeah.
We're busy that day. Why'd they put a meeting? And, you know,
they didn't even check with my calendar. I can't do that.
Instead of being like, well, maybe they didn't see it.
Yeah.
Like, you would be the positivity in this. And you'd go, well, Allie, maybe they didn't see you had a meeting. And I'd be like, they saw it.
Is because
is it not the truth?
Here's the thing, though. Your positivity, you know, comes later. Because you process. My positivity.
When you said people have to understand me, it's so true, DZ. And that's why this show works, because you're one of the only people on the planet who truly understands me. I feel like so misunderstood at times. So go on. And you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking
about. You know what I'm talking about.
I know. But no, I get
so
you.
You know, you get me. So anyway, the positivity comes later.
I lost my train of thought, dang it.
The positivity comes later after you process.
I didn't mean it like that, bro. Like,
but that's, it's true.
You, when you process it, you hold it, you think about it. And I'm not saying you start off negative all the time, because you don't do that.
Thank
you. You're a positive person, right?
Well,
but people are coming to holler at you because they want that, like, inclusion to the party because you include them in your party.
That's true.
You know,
because I complain to them, too.
We're really good at including people in our parties, right?
Yeah.
And your positivity comes later after you kind of, like, vent it off, mm-hmm. blow a little steam, if you will, what some people
right.
would call. And then think about it, settle, and go, Anyway, what
it's
up, y'all?
So true.
Everybody good? We're chilling. Rather me that starts positive and then will eventually start to overthink like a madman, bruh. You know, and I'm going, oh man, well maybe my negativity should have been there from the jump, man, because now I feel like I'm getting slighted or shorted
never
or something.
Never think that.
But I'm a naturally paranoid person because of the way I was brought up in a lot of senses.
I feel like I'm paranoid as well because my dad had trust issues and he doesn't trust anyone, and then I'm like that.
All that. And I don't have mm-hmm. trust issues very well, nor do I receive people's trust very well, or like good graces and whatnot. So
you don't like to hear that stuff.
No, I hate to hear that stuff.
Oh,
quite frankly.
Get
Quite
ready.
Frankly.
I have called our coworker in, John, because John's worked with me for 20 years. Hey, John.
Oh, gosh.
He works behind the scenes.
God.
Yeah. So John works behind the scenes. So John's worked at KISS longer than me.
Yeah.
Okay. So John, it's okay if you weren't listening, even though I'm going to give you hell for it later. But what we're talking about
I was listening.
You were?
You're negative.
I told you he's a real one.
You
and
heard
no,
me
she's
say,
not.
Why does everyone in the building come to me to vent? I said, I feel like they're using me because they want me to vent to management. And he disagreed with that.
I think it's more they just want to include her in the party that she includes.
Because
she's
bring
very
them in
direct
and put my arm
about
around.
How she feels. She's very direct of, I like this, I don't like this. When I've got a problem, I'm going to say it. And I'm going to say it to a few people.
See?
Right?
See?
They're not expecting you to go handle it for them. They're just saying, Allie normally doesn't mind talking a little talk. So let me pop in, holla at her, vent myself. Hopefully I feel better and it doesn't rile me up like could happen. But then I leave this room feeling...
John, I can see his face. He doesn't agree. Look at him.
You don't think I'm right?
No, I'm just standing here waiting because you asked a question and then you kept talking for 20 minutes.
Well,
that's our job.
Okay, I'll tell you what I think of you. You are the loudest, most boisterous person mm-hmm. in the building.
Fair.
And... when somebody's fired up about something,
sure.
you come to that level with them, and it feels good.
Thank you.
Oh, that I can receive.
Did y'all not listen to what I just said?
No, I did, and you're right. You're right. He did say what you said in a different way. He did.
Yeah. And the whole loudest part was sort of a, what we used to call a West Lament.
Never mind. Sorry. Anyway, bye, John. So anyway, so this John guy. Says, I will be sympathetic to people when they have complaints. Is that what you're, or I just,
sure.
Want,
but yeah.
I
don't want to make energies
it,
really
I don't
want
to make it worse, you guys.
But that's it. They don't need you to make it worse. They don't want you to make it better. They just need you to match a little energy
like,
for a
yeah.
little bit of time. And then when they leave here, it's like, okay, you good? I'm good.
okay, chill? Bye.
Bye.
You should have people venting on the air rather than off the air.
Do you want to start?
Fun. I got nothing.
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
I'm just going to sip my tea.
I find that hard to believe, John.
He's living
Everybody
his life
Everybody at work has something to say about something.
Hey, have you gotten your promos done for next week yet?
Oh,
you know what? Get out.
Yeah. Speaking of venting.
Get out. 414-533-1037 if you want to chime in. I was just saying, why am I the one everyone vents to? Does that mean you're the biggest, the most negative person? I love that what you guys said. Thank you. You both made me feel better.
If people vent to you, what is the reason they vent to you?
Yeah,
you know
it's
what
not
I mean?
Like I go up to them and go, tell me all your problems. They're coming to me. DZ sees it. And
there
I'm
was
like,
a time in the past where you were kind of negative.
Well, of course.
You've really grown emotionally over the couple of decades that I've worked together with
Therapy,
you.
Therapy, yeah. And age. Yeah. I was
life
young.
Experience.
Life yeah. experience, a yeah. divorce,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
trauma.
Yeah.
All the things that made me grow. Growth.
You're a very active listener.
Ah.
So when somebody's got a problem or an issue, they like speaking to you because mm-hmm. you come right back with it.
Okay.
And also, too, if they're messed up in the head about something, you'll be the first to tell them, no, you're wrong.
Oh, that's
I do agree
true.
To all that.
So sometimes it's a barometer as well.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
All right, thanks, John.
Who I bet your listeners building? Have the same problem.
We're going to find out. Kiss FM. Thank you for talking me off the ledge while we were playing that song, DZ. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Not literal ledge, but I was like, are you sure I'm not negative? And then you guys made me feel better about it because we talked about it. I said, well, John, my coworker was in here and he said, well, you've grown a lot emotionally. And I said, well, when I started at Kiss, I was 25.
Think about it, bro.
I'm 45 now. So honestly, there's got to be growth. And you said, well, Allie, if you were the same person, that would
That's
be a problem.
Worry.
And I went, you know what? You're right. Of course, there has been growth. You're right. It's okay. It's okay.
And you're in a great place.
You made me feel better. So let's go to Kathy in Burlington and see what she has to say. Hi, Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. Thanks. I'm talking about why does everyone come to me to vent? And then I signed it, the biggest venter in the building, Allie.
I wonder why.
Well, Allie, I've noticed like when people always come to you for advice or just to express themselves, I think it just means that you're probably a person that's either positive or just someone that'll give it to them straight. Mm-hmm. You know, you're very
direct,
realistic.
Realistic,
yeah,
direct,
but,
the two
okay.
good words, yes.
And that's nice.
And you're both of those.
I feel bad about that, though, sometimes.
Why?
Because I feel bad if I hurt people's feelings when I tell them the truth. Believe it or not, I do feel bad sometimes.
I feel bad being overly nice sometimes. You know what I mean? Because my initial thought is, like, I'm not always a nice person.
Right.
Right. Like
Nobody is. We
right?
all have
like,
our
I,
moments,
I can
no
have
matter
my
what
moment,
they say.
Negative disposition, whatever that might be, you
we
know?
We have to be real,
and it could turn somebody off for my me or my personality, sure. But for the most part, I sometimes feel bad being too nice to people because I'm like, see, they're gonna think I'm, you know, being fake
Take
or something
advantage
or taking advantage
or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
No,
bro.
never. All right. Well, Kathy, go ahead.
To be fair, if people think that you're being mean, then they probably are the ones that are the negative ones.
Oh, like projection or something.
Uh-huh.
I just want to make sure we talk about work culture so much. I just want to make sure I'm not piling onto the negative pile when people need to be uplifted, you know? And I know that's what, DZ, you say that's what you're for, and that's kind of true, actually. Like, if they come in, it's one or the other.
And they ain't coming in here to get uplifted by me or have me think of some logical advice.
They
like,
just want to vent.
This ain't what would DZ do, dog. It's, they just want to vent.
Up,
they just
want to,
yeah, match energies, get hype. And I just love it because then I just sit back, be
and
listening.
You get to,
I'll throw my little 2 cents in and say something slick and smart. I'm the one trying to rile somebody up. You're over there just matching energies. I'm going, yeah, go punch him.
I'm like, tell me again.
What,
he did what?
When are we fighting him?
She did what? All
I
right.
got it.
Kathy, thank you for calling. I appreciate your input. Have a good day.
You guys too. Bye.
Bye. All right. Last but not least, we've got to go to our boy, Roger in Milwaukee. He's the most positive.
I agree. Big dog.
Yo, good morning, Allie, Dizzy, Milwaukee, stand up, it's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R, if you don't know now, you know, let's go.
Woo!
I love this man's theme song, bro. It's the song me and my wife walked out to at our wedding.
And it's so perfect for him, too. It is, you know what I mean? And you just had your anniversary. Hey. But
So I'm in my feels about it today.
I was saying, Roger, you know, why do people, if you're the one that people always come to vent to, does that mean you're the negative one? Because that's the way I feel, that everybody comes to vent to me. And then I started thinking, I looked at DZ and said, well, am I the problem?
I've told you from jump that I don't think so.
Thank you.
But you will convince yourself, and I do the same thing.
No, I don't want to.
You will convince yourself that we are the problem.
Because we focus on the negative instead of the positive, which is somebody feels better when they leave.
Exactly.
Mm. I can tell you what it is right now.
What?
We are the answer. That is the reason they come to us.
Ooh,
we're the answer.
We are the answer. That is the reason.
That is the reason. We already know.
We're Roger. Like the shaman or whatever.
You're like Nostradamus.
We're like
you be taking it too far.
Oh, now it's too far? Before I was leading everyone with my advice, and now I went too far?
You're the answer, man. For real, for real.
Roger, okay, Roger's like, you're not God, Allie.
Okay, okay.
Chill out.
She said, Allie said, am I the next Jim Jones? Should I start a cult?
Am I the next coming?
103.7 KISS FM. Tell me everything, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Tell me everything.
That was aggressive.
Sorry, it was. I was really excited.
What? I felt like I was in a stick-up. Put your hands in the air and tell me everything. I was like, okay.
You know what? Let me start over. Happy anniversary. It was our anniversary. You and Aaron, 9 years marriage, 1,000 together. Congratulations.
Year 10, baby. What up?
Nice. Well, congratulations. Yesterday.
Is this like a marquee anniversary?
10 will
be. Do I got to buy gold or something?
Year, yes.
Is it diamonds?
I don't know what the 10-year anniversary is, but next year you need to buy something special.
That's what I'm saying. You know, so now that we're in year 10, like when next anniversary hits, do I got to do something special?
Did you guys get married on October 1st on purpose, or was it just the date that was open? Because when I got married, it was just the day that was open at the venue I wanted. Seriously, do you remember?
Partly, yeah.
Where'd you get married?
We got married at the Richardson Christmas Tree Farm right across the border.
Okay.
Right across the border.
Cool.
They got a huge, very famous corn maze, Richardson Corn Maze.
Marriage
Crazy.
And reception was there?
Yes, correct.
Okay, okay,
it was
got
a barn wedding. One of the first cool barn weddings. We loved it.
Yeah.
It was great.
I can see you guys
great.
Having a barn wedding. That makes sense. Okay, so happy anniversary yesterday.
Thank you.
Tell me everything. You went to a new restaurant and you loved it.
Yeah,
I need to know everything.
This place is still in like the, not necessarily soft open stages, but they're limited menu.
I never heard of it until you brought it up.
Room service. Room service Bayview, if you will.
Yeah.
One of the new spots that pulled up. It looks like a small little quaint spot and you walk inside and sure enough, it's a small little quaint spot that's slightly bigger than you pictured, but also perfectly placed to where, you can only fit, I'd say, maybe 80, 90 bodies in that bad boy at a time.
Yeah. See, I looked at their Instagram. They already have 8,000 followers. A lot for a brand new restaurant.
They've been around for maybe a year-ish now. And for, a new restaurant like that, like, it was hard to get a table, when they first dropped. I had to make sure we got our reservations locked in a few weeks ahead of time.
Thai and Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
style.
So tell me everything. So
the menus hit, the food. I mean, what do you want to know
you
first?
Eat?
What
okay,
do you
want
to know
okay,
first?
Okay, let me start at the top. Okay, wait. So you get home from work. Erin gets home from her job. She's a teacher.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Erin hops on the roof to help her
dad. Oh, yeah, you're
dad.
Getting a new roof with your dad.
So I'm inside with the boys.
What time is the reservation?
Our reservations were set for 6 o'clock.
Did she know where you were going?
Well, by that rate, yeah.
She did.
She knew where we were going, yes.
And then did you do anything else besides go out to dinner?
Don't worry about that.
I didn't mean nookie.
Don't worry about us, man.
Come on.
Don't worry about what we did
and
where
we did
it. Did
you get her a gift?
I actually did not get her a gift.
Did she get you a gift?
She did not get me a gift.
Okay, good.
We looked at each other and we said, obviously we're not getting each other nothing, right? No, we're just cooling. We good. Good dinner. Let's just splurge out. The gift was each other's company and just splurging on the dinner.
What did she eat at your anniversary dinner at this room service place in Bayview? What did she eat?
So what we decided to do, and shout out actually Adalia, our server at room service, because she was probably one of the best servers we've ever had. Straight up. So Adalia, she looked at us and we had some questions. Erin, not allergic to peanuts, but has a peanut reservation. So she went, what dishes should I just avoid? Because Thai food got a lot of peanuts in
a
it.
A lot of it, yeah. Peanut
so she
sauces,
was like, well, some of the sauces are made with the peanuts in it. Some of the things you can take it out from, but just be weary, yada, yada. And then we got to one of the things we really wanted, the Mount Fuji fries on the menu. Sounded fire. And she kept it a buck with us. She was like, when they are piping hot, them things don't miss. They are good. But if you want to try something that I think will change your taste buds, you want to go with the chicken that we got. She said it's fried chicken, it's breaded, like yada yada. So we took a suggestion.
Okay.
So glad we did.
And to basically suggest chicken of all things means right. To do chicken right, boy, you got to get it right.
Bok bok boy. You feel me?
It's not the safe choice a lot of times to suggest chicken. So that's impressive.
So
when
she boldly was like, oh yeah, we got this fried chicken that hits the sauce that it comes with, busting. I was like, really, nice. Adelia? Okay, well, do your thing. We'll listen. Every suggestion she had, great. I had a little, I forget the name of the drink. It was like the last train to Chiang Mai or something like that. Vodka, lychee, rose hips, and coconut.
Oh.
Never something in my wildest dreams that I thought I'd drink.
That's
so refreshingly.
That's real chef stuff right there.
Real
when
chef stuff.
When they really
stuff.
Know how to mix the flavors like better than us.
And my boy was over there tapping the shaker with his elbow, doing a...
Hell yeah.
It was fantastic, Brad. Okay. That was just to start. I didn't even get to the food.
Oh, geez. Wait, was it a big place or little place? Like,
tiny.
How many people could go into this place?
I'm telling you, 90 would be packed tight, in my
90?
Opinion. 90
oh,
people would be packed tight.
Oh, 90. Okay.
Yeah.
That still sounds like a lot.
They had
me,
a little upstairs. And like I said, 90 is packed tight because when we walked in for our reservation,
I should have said how many tables.
One of the lead hostesses came up and said, hey, this reservation comes through here, right? The first floor. But the second or any other reservations that come through, bring them upstairs because we want to leave spacing and seating for reservations and overlap. They got it methodically.
They
thought it out, bro.
Okay, so what'd you eat for dinner?
Oof. Well, after we got them appetizers.
Yeah, what'd you eat?
We got the what did Aaron get? Aaron got the drunken noodles. Chicken,
nice.
Chicken drunken noodles.
It says Thai in Japanese on
correct.
This place in Bayview. Go on. And
correct.
What did you get?
I got the Hung Lai.
I don't know what that is.
Short ribs.
Oh God, you had me at short ribs.
Yeah. And Hung Lai is just the way it was cooked, bro.
I don't know what Hung Lai means.
The stew
it's a type
that it
of
was
way
in,
of cooking. We're talking about food so much today. I'm sorry, you guys. We're just hungry
today,
okay?
It was slow-cooked and roasted for like 6 hours. And when I say I barely poked the bone and it just, meat just slid everywhere.
Well, and you know what's so funny? This was your 9th wedding anniversary and we're talking about the food. Like, that's the end of the night. Like, that's what's so funny as I'm thinking about this. You're like,
oh, meat
then...
slid everywhere at different points in the night.
Thank God. Because that was my final answer. Did you get laid Did you get laid or not? That's what I really wanted to know. Did the wife and you have a good night or not?
I'm done with y'all,
Sorry, no. I can't help it.
Back to room service
anyway,
instead of bed service,
no,
okay?
No, I'm talking about the actual room service now. What happened when you got home? Tell me everything.
You know what I'm saying? Daddy played bellhop. Nah, joke, man. Y'all leave me alone, bro.
That's so funny. Well, thanks for sharing your anniversary with us.
It was a beautiful time. It was a blessing. Mm. Honestly, we're going to be back. And here's the thing about this place.
Yeah.
It's so low key that I think you don't even got to have a full meal. Aaron and I, under a different circumstance, we could have pulled up for just like some drinks.
And appetizers.
And gotten every appetizer on the menu and just sat and chilled and talked and enjoyed. You don't even have
That's
to get
awesome.
food like that, bro.
Right. You could just try the appetizers, but it's good.
That being said, I also wanted to try the papaya salad, and I've never said I wanted to try a salad in my
life. Did Aaron hear me ask you what the secret to marriage was yesterday?
No, she didn't.
And did you guys talk about that at all?
No, why would we?
I was curious. Why would we? Right. Good point. Never mind then. Did your answer change at all?
No.
It's the same.
Yeah, no. It's about... Man, honestly, the secret is you got to keep pushing and pulling.
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely, that it's a push and it's a pull, and it's about pushing your partner, but also pulling your partner. Mm. It's about pushing yourself and also pulling yourself.
It's a
quid pro quo, the this for that, and it's got constantly changing. And it really does matter about what's the deal breaker, what's really going to knock you off, and what you can't get past. Because what I was meaning at yesterday is, we've gone through some heavy things.
Yeah, very heavy this past year, especially
health issues, loss, some family stuff, and you know, things that people don't even know about, right? Like, and that's aside from the regular mundane husband and wife, like, oh, you
the
on
regular
my
regular stuff, and we
you
got
on
little
my,
kids.
You know, that's on aside from the normal, like, why are we doing this days where you just like ain't got it, right? Like, we've gone through some dark days together, and it's a matter of
do those dark days mm-hmm. feel better with or without that person?
Does it bring you closer or tear you apart? Because you see that. You see death, trauma, money, all these things
Everything,
will pull
right.
people apart or make them closer. You see divorce all the time when
all
they
the time.
Lose a child.
All the time.
And it's either going to make you closer or tear you apart.
Right.
I totally get that.
And you sit for a lot of things. And when you are mm-hmm. in those dark moments and you do have to like kind of internally look yeah. at yourself, aside from whoever you're with or whatever you're doing, and you go, is this for me? Is this for us? Would I rather be alone? Mm-hmm. Or would I rather be here? And when you go, I'd rather be here. But you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're right. You're good.
Here's my final question about your anniversary dinner What's last up? Night with Aaron. Because you guys have littles. You have a 2 and a 4-year-old.
Crazy
and
two
I,
and a
well,
4-year-old.
Well, almost 2. I want to know, wait, 2? How old's Danny?
He,
2.
He'll be 2 next month.
He's going to be 2. Yeah. Okay, thank you. I questioned myself for a second.
He's 2. He's
like,
2.
He's not turning 3. He's 2.
He's 2.
2 and 4, basically.
Yeah.
So my question is, what did you talk about at the dinner? Because it's a very well-known thing amongst couples. They have kids. They go out to dinner. I've heard my brother-in-law complain about this. And he's like, we go out. We get away from the kids. And all your sister wants to talk about is
the kids.
And my brother-in-law, Mark, was like, she's driving me crazy. It's our anniversary. We should be talking about something else. I'm like, but that's what she wants to talk about.
They surround your life. But your babies are your world
so
and your
what
life.
What did you talk about at dinner? You don't have to give me everything. I'm just curious what your topics were at your anniversary dinner. Was it kids?
We talked about everything,
okay.
anything and everything but kids, dog.
Okay, good, good.
We made friends with the people next door, asked what they were getting.
Totally.
Then the other table on the other side got some cool drink, and I was like, man, yeah. I was just, no, we're nosy people in a lot
totally.
Of senses, and we don't mind people watching,
mm-hmm.
and we also love each other's silence sometimes.
Yeah.
So for a lot of it, we sat at the table, just looked at each other. We were looking around and be like,
my brother-in-law would be proud of you.
Whistle up and make some eye contact and, you know, dart the eyes and be like, look, Dwayne, old girl in the blue. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You see what I see?
No, the other one. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You seen that? We're like that. And
she's
then
a hot mess.
Make friends. We're talking. We're like, ooh,
yeah.
what is that? The river prawn. That looks fire.
Nice.
Why are they boiling the pot in front of you like
yeah.
that? Where is all this smoke
so
coming
So you didn't
from?
Talk about kids.
We talked about kids.
I'm proud
at the,
of you.
At the end, when I...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Expressed how much I didn't want to bring any of my food home to share with them.
Yeah.
That's no. When we talked about kids.
You can't take nice food home to babies. Screw them. You gotta eat it for yourself, dude. They don't understand yet.
Wrong. We did talk about the boys early on in the night.
That's fine.
When we decided and made a pact, a blood
to
blood
not talk about the kids?
To never bring them there. To never, ever bring them there. They are never going to know room service.
Even in adulthood.
Even in adult. Boy, you better pay for yourself. You don't know me here. This is mom and dad's spot. You don't know us here.
Well, happy anniversary. I'm glad you guys had a great dinner at room service in Bayview. Not an ad, but it should be because DZ is going back, minus the kids.
Quite frankly, Allie, if you don't come back with us this next time, we're going to be offended because it was that fantastic.
I'd go tonight if I can, but I can't.
Nah, we can't go tonight.
Then never mind. I'm going without you. No, that was a joke.
Wow.
We'll figure it out. We'll go. I promise we'll go. It's going to be awesome. We're going to check it out. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.